You are listening to the Self-Help Psychic Podcast with your host, Tabitha Stitt. I am a psychic medium, licensed school teacher, and I am here to provide you with messages from the universe, spirit, source, whatever you'd like to call this higher guiding power. Your soul's purpose is here happening right now. Are you aligned or misaligned? This podcast is going to help you discover everything you're meant to be and beyond.
It's interesting because I lost my train of thought and I just realized I'm going to leave that dog barking in there because it's just part of life. But as I'm sitting here, I realized why I'm not in the right headspace. Oh my God. Oh, of course, because two of the most significant people, the most significant people in my life, have just passed. They moved on exactly 1 month ago. Of course, I'm not in the right headspace. So we have to give ourselves a little bit of grace rather than wondering what the hell is wrong with us. Of course, I'm not in the right headspace. Of course, you're not in the right headspace when it comes to finding this sweet spot, this flow state, this I want to let go and not have to worry about if I'm doing something correctly or why am I feeling a certain way. It just is what it is. I mean, God damn, you know, like, why are we so hard on ourselves sometimes? We're so hard. I know that you're hard on yourself because I'm hard on myself. We're human beings. This is part of just being in this physical, materialistic reality. Makes me think of the Matrix, you know, makes me think of the Twilight Zone, makes me think of some odd dreamlike state. I mean, I just woke up after being asleep for 8 hours out of the 24 hours that we segment into our lives for one full day at night. 8 of those consisted of me lying here in my bed dreaming away. So what is this reality that we're in? What are we even talking about? What are we doing? What is this all about? We experience this resistance. We experience this stalling. We experience this shame, this guilt. Why aren't we doing it perfectly? Why are we ranting? Why are we creating what we're creating? Why do we have the family that we have? Why are we in these four walls? Why is their horrific, unfortunate realities happening throughout the world? Why is life unfair? We've come here to learn, apparently. We've come here just to experience what we're experiencing. It reminds me of Alice in Wonderland, or more specifically, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. She goes down a hole. Why does she go down that hole? I don't know. It's life. We find ourselves going down a rabbit hole. Is that not the symbolism that we use nearly every day? How do we find ourselves down this rabbit hole? Why am I all of a sudden 10 years older? Why has life changed so fast? Why am I getting gray? Why do I have a hair coming out of my chin? Why do I have children? Why? It's just the experience of life. It's just what it is. Now, you might be thinking, oh my God, this sounds so depressing. This is so horrific. But it's just, this is how it is sometimes. This is just how life is. We have to be real with ourselves. You can't put all your money on one thing and expect for it to all turn out. And what does that even mean? It's like expectations, right? It's like, what are the expectations? Why are we having these thoughts? Why are we having these visions and these dreams? We get to choose how we want our lives to play out. Now, as I'm saying that, did I make something happen? Did I manifest these two deaths in my life? Actually, my dog died as well. My stepdad died as well. It's like, people, we're all gonna die. I know that this sounds so morbid, and it's not. I feel okay. I don't feel depressed. I have my eyes closed. The birds are singing out the window. There's cars going by. I finally cleaned my bedroom like an adult. It's like, these are just the thoughts that surface, just like your thoughts surface. They surface differently than mine do, certainly. We think differently. We see life differently. We perceive our situation. But we're all human. And it comes down to, we all experience essentially the same things. We experience the same cycles in life. We experience the same similar circumstantial situations, right? Death, life, birth, failure, reward, accomplishment, success, relationships, connections, disappointment. It's like all these different aspects that come up in life. We're just going with what's happening. But I do want to say, with all of this being said, let's try and add a little bit of a positive spin on this. Because we just are here to experience life. So we get to choose and to perceive it, just reflect on it, self-reflection, right? We get to reflect on how this whole reality is being presented to us. So when something harsh happens, something detrimental, heartbreaking happens, we get to choose how we deal with it. And so you just reflect on it. You say, okay, I'm crying, I'm bawling my eyes out, I feel numb, I don't feel any feelings, I feel depressed, I feel alone, or I feel okay, I feel all right, I feel like I'm gonna get through it, I feel like I have support and love from my family and I'm going to be okay. So all these feelings that we're experiencing, this is all just part of being here. And so you don't have to feel alone necessarily, unless that's what would be beneficial for you in that moment, because maybe feeling alone is the thing that's going to help other people. Essentially, maybe you feeling so utterly isolated that you'll be able to use that experience once you overcome it, or even while you're in it, and you can help other people with that same experience. So it's like, whatever the positive side here is, like, whatever the hell it is that you're going through, you will eventually help other people with this. You get to choose to help yourself and to help other people with this. You get to choose to utilize this experience for the benefit of yourself and for others, whether that's directly or indirectly, consciously or subconsciously. Or you choose the other direction, where you find yourself going in such a deep, 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 deep hole that you either get sick of being in that hole, or you never escape, or you do escape, but barely escape. So, I don't mean for this to be so seemingly negative. It's not. I think that what we have to come to terms with, it reminds me of like Brene Brown. in her work that she does. It's like vulnerability, right? It's self-compassion, right? We're just putting ourselves out there. We're just living life. We're just expressing. We're all just trying to do really the best that we can. And yes, there are some people out there that probably don't really give a shit at all. I think that they do care. You know, and I'm talking about people that seem to have no or lack of moral standards at all. But that's not really what this is about. That's very far and few. It's more about the 95% of us, the 98% of the people in this world, you and me, that do have compassion, that care, that want to help. And so you have to just push through the barrier, the uncomfortableness. You have to push through this ickiness, because you know what? It's like, if you don't, then you're just gonna stir and drive yourself mad, utterly mad. I think it's okay to drive yourself mad for a minute, because then you quickly realize, holy shit, I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to be in this reality. And so you find yourself allowing yourself to push past the resistance. Okay, enough is enough. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. That kind of ordeal. Whatever it is, the relationship, the unhealthy habits, the addictions, the self-sabotage, the self-loathing, the experience of humanness. It can be day by day. It doesn't mean that once you get past it, it's not going to be challenging again. Of course it's going to be challenging. You find yourself in this ebb and flow, this circling. And then eventually, though, once you continue to keep believing in yourself, essentially is what it comes down to, it's like this swirling really catapults you up and above. And even then, when you have this high, high perspective, no, I'm not talking about being high or stoned or drunk or on a certain pill. I'm talking about reality coming up out of the abyss and looking from above. It's usually when I have those dreams of flying on a broom. It's like, oh my God, I can do it. I can actually fly. I don't mean literally, physically, with my heavy body, I can get on a broom. I'm talking about symbolism here, people. The symbolism, right? Of this reality. Once you're above it, you can see, okay, this is the goodness in life. This is the force of good. This is the godly state that we all can experience. Ah, okay, this is what life is about. It's like near-death experiences. That is what has helped me get through all of this. These deaths in my life, this sadness, this grief, this horrible feeling that just sits in my chest that wants to come up out of me. Is witnessing and watching and listening and experiencing other people's stories, specifically near-death experiences. Because if this is a new term to you, or if you're curious, I highly recommend listening to someone's near-death experience. Get on YouTube, Google it. My mom would always say, hey, if you don't know the answer, Google it. Others' stories, if you're brave enough to share your story, if you're brave enough to listen to others' stories, if you're brave enough to apply the wisdom and the knowledge in others' stories in your own story, in your own reality, you will find that life does indeed get a little easier. It's like a muscle that you practice using, that you're building, that you're strengthening. It's with anything that you feel is worth it. You continue to practice it. Like, for example, my psychic mediumship skills. and this ability, this gift. You can have this gift. Anyone can have whatever the gift is that they want. I can guarantee you're going to come across hurdles. You're going to come across challenges. You're going to come across not believing in yourself. And maybe that's not the thing for you. Maybe it's like an aspect of that reality. Maybe it's what you needed to go through in order to redirect you in the path that you are indeed meant to be on in the long run. It doesn't mean that you weren't meant to be on that particular path, but this is the long-term path, right? Or maybe this is the path in the moment for you. I'm just kind of all over the place today, but wouldn't you agree that experiencing 4 deaths in less than a year will make you feel a little mad, like Alice in Wonderland, right? I guess I don't feel mad. I'm just going through the waves. I'm going through the motions. I'm going through the confusion and the reality of this is it. So I'm here in Ohio, Columbus, Ohio. It's overcast. I worry about what the hell they're putting up in the sky. I worry about Mother Nature. I worry about people across the world. I worry about the animals. And yet, I'm here in my queen-size bed, in my silk robe, and everything is okay. I can hear. I can feel. I can be in this reality. I don't feel stressed in this moment, but just a few days ago I was bawling my eyes out. I was wondering what the hell is the point in all of this. We go through such harsh experiences and then here we are feeling okay again, feeling supported by the stillness, by God, by the universe, by your angels, by your family, by your animals, by your friends, by a random environment that you find yourself in, a random stranger that you run into, memories that you hold on to that you wish you could create again. These are the things that you allow yourself to hold on to because they bring you comfort, they bring you reassurance, they bring you love and support. It's like when you go through hell, you will get out of that experience. You will find yourself being on top of the world again. You won't stay there, but maybe you need to experience that so that way you can grow and become stronger and wiser and thus help yourself self-reflect. It's all about self-reflection. If you're not actually utilizing and applying what it is that you're going through, then what the hell is the point? You have to have some sort of self-reflection. And that in itself is healing. That's what, you know, I don't know. It's like, what is this all about? It's just okay. I'm going through the motions and here I am. And so this rant is just going on and on and on. But this is just the thoughts. This is the experience. This is what you're going through. This is what I'm going through. Reality isn't always so easy, but we can get through it by finding those things that help us feel better. Or in the moment, allowing yourself to just be aware. They talk about this, right? There's the emotion, there's the feeling, and then there's the awareness of the emotion and the feeling and the thought. You're both of those. Right? You're the person that's experiencing the feeling and the thought and the emotion. And then you're also the person that is witnessing the thought. Now when you're witnessing this is actually like the soul, the spirit, the separation that is still you. It's like, who the hell is witnessing? It's like I've been ranting on and on and on. And then every once in a while I witness myself ranting. It's like you create this reality and then all of a sudden you see yourself in this reality. The more that you allow yourself to witness this reality, the more that you have control the less you feel out of control, right? The more that you can allow yourself to feel at ease. I think sometimes feeling the pain is helpful, because it just reminds me of, I was a high school teacher for many, many years, for 7 years, and one of my students was dealing with deep, deep depression. And I was talking to him on the phone, actually, because I taught at an online school. And he was telling me how for so long he just felt depressed, like no one cared, like life didn't matter. You know, he was like in this deep, deep, deep area of his life. And he said the one thing that finally got him out of it, that finally made him feel human, was he was looking in a mirror and his nose all of a sudden just started bleeding. It just started coming out of the one nostril and just started dripping, you know, quite slowly. It came out, it wasn't gushing. And that was the one thing that made him feel alive, made him feel human. Oh my God, it snapped him out of reality. It snapped him back into reality, whatever you want to think of it, however you want to think of it. He finally felt, he could feel the pain. Before, he wasn't feeling anything. It was as if, maybe looking back on it now, maybe there was something that was trying to protect him, but he couldn't feel anything, and now he could feel it. It's not that the nosebleed was painful, but it was like as if it just helped him recognize, oh my God, I am a human being, and this is what's happening. So we go through these horrific events in life, these things that stall us, these things that make us feel like we're never going to come back to reality. But please, 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 please reach out. Please connect. When you feel like you're so deep in despair and you're desperate to reach out to someone, something, please do so. Please do not hide yourself in a corner. When you feel that call to reach out, to talk to someone, even when you resist it so much, please trust in yourself that everything is going to be okay when you do decide to reach out. Someone's not going to think you're crazy, because we're all feeling certain feelings that make us feel crazy sometimes. We all feel these feelings sometimes. And the problem really lies in when we don't find that vulnerability, because a lot of times what happens is, you know, to have a little bit of understanding about it, we resist reaching out to people, we resist talking about our feelings, we resist sharing this information or just being ourselves, expressing ourselves, because quite frankly, like, there probably has been something in your life that really hurt you, whether when you were a child or teenager or a grown adult, you can still be utterly hurt in these situations. And so that pings us, that puts us in a state of like trying to protect yourself. And when you feel like you're protecting yourself so much to the point where you don't even trust expressing yourself, then that actually hurts yourself. You're actually hurting yourself by not allowing yourself to be vulnerable. So it's challenging, and it's kind of like twofold, right? It's like a catch-22. It's like, you know that you need to be vulnerable, but you're terrified because when you were vulnerable, you were hurt before. But it's like, it's just a continuous cycle of trying to trust or reaching out to someone that you can trust. This was a very vulnerable episode for me, but I'm going to put it out there because this is what it's all about. It's like, if one of us can be vulnerable, then certainly we can all be vulnerable. We can all feel a little uncomfortable, because the more that you allow yourself to be that person that is a role model or that helps inspire, or that you put yourself in a position where you're like, okay, it's a little uncomfortable. I don't really know what I'm doing, but I'm going to do it anyways because I think it's going to be helpful. You just have to kind of trust that. I know it's not easy to trust, but you do it anyway. So with all that being said, take this as you will. Take the bits and pieces. Take the whole thing. Utilize it, apply it, or just listen to it. That's all that you needed to do. Maybe you don't need to apply it. Maybe you don't need to take another step. It just is what it is sometimes, right? We're all in this together. That's the one thing that we absolutely have in common. Whether we've chosen to be a human or we're like, what the hell is she talking about? We're all going through this. And you're not alone. So I do hope this was helpful in some manner, in some way. And so it is. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question that you want answered about spirit, empowering yourself, or how to manifest a life you truly love, head on over to tabithastitt.com/podcast and submit your question there. Until next time, continue to tap into your intuition, take action, and trust the process. And so it is.